Hey guys, it's Riyadh. You might know the name Solange Knowles as the younger sister Beyonce. I've been checking in on her projects here and there since I first heard about her when I was still living in New York City a while back. I thought it'd be cool to do a short bio here for those not aware of her. So Solange was born in Houston, Texas in 1986, 5 years after her famous Queen Bee big sister. At the age of five, Solange made her first performing debut at an amusement park. Not surprisingly, her first break at the age of 15 came through Beyonce's successful group Destiny's Child. She replaced one of the dancers that had left the group. Later, she briefly replaced Kelly Rowland from the group when she had suffered broken toes during a backstage costume change mishap. At 16, Solange had signed a record deal with Columbia, and her first record performance was the theme song for the animated series The Proud Family in 2001. And in 2002, she performed on the soundtrack for Austin Powers' film Goldmember. 1 year later, she released Solo Star, the first of her three solo albums. Her third album, called A Seat at the Table, reached number one on Billboard's charts. The album's single, Cranes in the Sky, won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance. It was the first time a pair of sisters ever topped the charts together, and one of the rare times two siblings ever landed there. Previously, Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson managed the feat. And of course, the famous Master P and his brother Silk the Shocker. In addition to her music career, she's been acting and has made appearances in films such as Johnson Family Vacation, Bring It On, All or Nothing, and the TV sitcom One to One. She has decided writing, though, is her true passion. In addition to writing much of her own material, she's also penned songs for her big sister, as well as Destiny Child group members Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. Solange has been married twice and has a son who was born in 2004. When asked about her biggest musical influence, Solange said her mother, Tina Knowles, who was a member of the 60s harmony group, the Veltones. And that's what I have on Solange Knowles today. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you can come back again tomorrow for a new episode. Thanks.